Welcome to the first of 13 podcasts based on our new book, Business Communication, Rhetorical Situations, which is available from Broadview Press. That's at broadview.com. Each of these podcasts will give an overview of the chapter it focuses on, as well as some background to the cases or rhetorical situations that provide a narrative structure to the chapter. I will provide ideas for instructors about how to teach from the chapter and what parts of the chapter I stress when I teach from it. Well, let's get started. We think that any kind of writing situation really begins with an understanding of three things. Pretty much the first thing is audience. Who is the individual for whom a given document is intended? Now, often it's who are the individuals, who are the various people? And as we'll see in a minute, that can be quite complex. The second thing you need to know when you're writing a document is why you're writing a document. So what do you want your readers to learn, know, or do when they finish a document? What are you trying to accomplish here? The third key thing is the genre. So that is to say, the type of document that's used in a workplace to accomplish the goals or purposes of the piece of writing. So genre as rhetorical action, it's about getting something done. But these things tend to happen in typified ways, in particular ways. And so you need to kind of know what those rules are, the way in which your company or your organization does things in writing. So how do they do things? Now let's just look at audiences for a minute. There are things which we call the initial audience. So if you write an email or you write a memo or something and you give it to somebody, that's the person who will read it first, right? Now, sometimes that person approves that document and they then lets you send it out to a wider audience. So those are gatekeepers, people who read things and then decide whether or not it's going to be forwarded on. Now, the primary audience is the people you're thinking of. Often it's the initial audience if it's just a short email to a colleague or something like that. But for more complex documents like reports and things like that, the primary audience is the people you're thinking are going to be reading it. Now, a secondary audience is people who are going to read it, but not for the reasons you might think. So there's all kinds of regulatory things. There's all kinds of bosses or secondary levels of management who might read this. People in other divisions of your group, if you're working in a larger organization. People outside your organization. Bank account managers who are looking at your company and trying to decide whether to extend a loan. They may be reading some of these documents. Beyond that, there's also what's called a watchdog audience. So those are, if for some reason your company's engaged in kind of litigation for one thing or another, the documents of the company can then be forwarded to a legal court and be read there, which is an entirely different context than you're probably thinking of. So audiences can be complex. So to understand them, here are some things that we talk about in the chapter. We talk about readability and comprehension. There was a really interesting study I read a few years ago about the labels that are on cancer drugs, and they were written at such a high level that many cancer patients could not understand them. So that's like a massive problem of readability and comprehension. Can the intended audience actually even understand what you're saying? Then there's level of power or authority. So are you writing up in the organization, writing down, writing across? Because that affects, that those different audiences affects the way in which you may write something. There are obstacles or objections to your message, which some subparts of your audience might have, others might not have. There are demographic concerns. You need to know, if you're writing to a very broad audience out there, what are the demographics of that audience? And finally, there's communication networks. So the message that you put in your communication may get transmitted out in many, many different ways into communication networks. And so you need to kind of plan on that and figure out that that's going to be read by this person, by that person. It's going to be read over there and so on. Okay, great. That's lots of stuff about audience, but what does that mean? How does that translate for you into concrete action when you're writing? Some of the things you might derive from that are, number one, arrange the points in your communication to reflect the needs of your audience. So why are they reading it? What are they reading it for? And then put whatever they're looking for where they can find it. So early on. Number two, emphasize the points that are relevant to your readers. They have this concept in technical and professional writing called writer-based prose, reader-based prose. So writer-based prose is what you want to say, what you want to tell them. reader-based prose is what they need to know. And so what we're trying to stress here is that you write things that they need to know first, or make that clear to them, rather than just telling them what you need to tell them. The third concept is to add headings and lists to emphasize, to visually emphasize your main points. And a fourth strategy is to anticipate readers' questions, the questions they might have, and then include the answers. Anticipate those questions and include the answers so you cut down on the follow-up communication. The second main concept of the chapter is purpose. So purpose is, why are you writing this document? What are you trying to accomplish with it? And we really sort of break this down into two categories: to inform, so to use language strategies to help your audience understand your topic in detail, right? So you're trying to inform them about things. You may give them statistics, you may define things, give them facts about a product, that kind of thing, whatever. But you're basically giving them information about something. Sometimes it's a backgrounder kind of thing. The second purpose is to persuade. And that's where you're trying to use language strategies to convince your audience to agree with you. So sometimes you're trying to inform them, sometimes you're trying to persuade them, many times you're trying to do both. Now, one of the features of the book are these rhetorical situations. They're like cases in business communication, so case studies, but they're really much, much shorter than that. They're a couple of pages long. But we use the case that we set up, this story, this narrative, if you will, and then we try to highlight what the writing issues, what the rhetorical issues are within that, and then we ask students to respond to those issues with a piece of their own writing. So the first one is about Arena Boards North America, where an employee had unauthorized expenditures. So they had a credit card and they had a certain amount of limit on it, and they went over that without contacting head office. I know that when you're looking at some of these things, you're going to be saying, well, that's crazy, this never happens, and so on. All of the cases that are in the book are drawn from real situations that we know about. So I'm not going to identify the actual company here or the person and all that kind of thing, but this is real people doing things. In this case, the axle on the trailer broke down in Chicago. And the guy had to get it fixed in order to get the materials out to the job site. So we set that situation up, and then we talk about the purposes for which he might be writing back, or when he gets back to head office, how he has to explain what he did. So why is he writing? And that's the focus of it. So we're trying to use that interesting situation to try to make this concept real for students. The other thing we're trying to do in the case is we're saying, well, he's got to write up to his boss about why he broke the policy in an effort to try to get the money back that he spent, which he cannot really afford to have spent out of his own pocket. We're linking the purposes of writing to the audiences. And so you're starting to see that dynamic play out. And this is a huge part of business communication, is that dynamic between who you're writing for and why you're writing. In the last section of the chapter, we talk about genre and genre sets. It's a basic introduction to those concepts. Now, genre refers to the kind of communication that fits a particular situation. So if you're writing an internal document to another employee, they expect a memo. So don't give them a letter, give them a memo. If you're writing outside the organization, they don't expect to get a memo, they expect to get a letter. So give them a letter. There's all kinds of examples of genres. And now these genres tend to group. So there's sets of documents which are related. An academic genre set, for example, is the assignment description and a course paper or project written in response to it. A professional communication genre set might be a request for a proposal, and then the proposal, and finally then the report on the activity that was proposed. A job application package, which is the advertisement plus the application to it, whether it's a letter, and then perhaps also the resume that was attached. So those three things all fit together because they're all related. In the case that we use, the rhetorical situation that we use to demonstrate this, the person in the case has to write an email announcement announcing a new program at a community center, and then they also have to create a poster advertising that activity, that program of events, to the audience that's trying to be attracted to it. So there's two different genres. There's a similar purpose to them, but they have they take different forms, and they're going to show up in different places. So that does it for chapter one. We really talk in the chapter, setting up these concepts, which will inform very, very much of what happens in the rest of the course, because audience is going to show up with every document that you're writing. Your purpose is going to show up with every document, and you need to be aware of the genre, the limits, and the appropriateness of a genre for getting the work done that you're trying to accomplish through your writing. Thanks for listening. Again, this is a podcast that's related to Chapter 1, Audience, Purpose, and Genre, and that's from our new book, Business Communication, Rhetorical Situations, which is available from broadview.com.